Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda C. from Hairpreneur, and I'm shouting out to Kerry Hines and his amazing team. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode right here on the Hair Radio Show. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carefree Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl, age 8 I got a Jerry curl, 13 and I got a relaxer, I was a source of so much laughter, 15 when it all broke off, 18 and I went all natural, February 2002 I went on and did what I had to do, because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone, I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair, I am not this skin, I am not your expectations, no, no.
I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my head.
Your expectations, no.
I am not my hair.
I am not the skin.
I am the soul that lives within.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh. Does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my breast cancer and chemotherapy. Took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of arrival. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining. Singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, hey, hey,
I am not my
head. I am not this skin.
I am not your expectations, no.
Your ex.
not your expectation.
No, no, I am not
my head. I am the soul that lives. Rock, rock, that'll take a bit away from the soul that I got. If I wanna wear it braided all down my back, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my next guest comes to us from the world of natural products, and we're going to talk about that. It is my honor to welcome to the show Miss Gail Bruni. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. And as I said, my honor. I want to kind of jump right on in because you are the person behind healandgo.com. And I want to talk about that. But first, I want to spell it out for everybody. It's H-E-A-L, N like Nancy, the word go, like G-O. So it's H-E-A-L-N-G-O.com. Healandgo.com. Gail, are you with us?
I am here, yes.
Okay. Was that correct? Healandgo.com.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to have you to tell everybody what exactly is healandgo.com.
Healandgo.com is an all-natural, cruelty-free product line. And we make hair products, spa products, and our hair products include a hair moisturizer. We call it the Shea Rosemary Hair Moisturizer. We have a black soap shampoo. We have an aloe vera conditioner, and we have a scalp stimulator. For a spa line, we have body butters and body scrubs, and we have candles and bar soaps.
And this is what I want to talk about today, because you're actually, you know, our sharp-eared listeners, our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, are going to be hearing your commercial, if they haven't heard it already, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about that. But first, Gail, let's go back to the beginning. How did you get started in entrepreneurship in terms of starting a an actual online destination with products and stuff. How did you get started in this?
Okay, so since college, I started a business, and what I used to do was sell Coach bags and perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a good amount of money from that. I paid tuition. And entrepreneurship always intrigued me. I always loved doing stuff for myself. So in 2019, well, since like 2017, 2018, I was thinking about, why don't I just do my own skincare line, right?
Yeah.
And we were moving, so at that point, I put that on hold. And in 2019, I revisited the idea, and I started the process of finding vendors that I could buy stuff from and relabel them to sell. And COVID hit in 2020. And that was when I had placed my first skincare order. So that got delayed. I had to have the order in, I placed the order maybe in April, and it had to be there in June. And I really did not get the order until like September. So in that time, there was a transition where I'm like, what do I do now? Because I really want to get this going. But when I went natural in 2012, I was always making this moisturizer, which I call now the Shea Rosemary Moisturizer. I would mix different oils with shea butter and use in my hair, and it really helped my hair advance and grow. And my daughter at the time was 4, and I used that in her hair as well, and it worked. So I said, maybe I should just try making this and see who likes it. So I made a batch of samples, and I emailed my friends, and I sent some to them. You know, I got their addresses, and I sent some to them, and people really loved it. And they're like, why don't you sell this? So I'm like, okay, that was really the intention, but I didn't know if people would really like it. And it took off, and I made a bigger batch where I made an 8-ounce. Well, I started with a 4.7-ounce, and that went out the door as soon as I made it. And then they're like, oh, maybe you need to make a bigger bottle. So I know I made the 8-ounce, and now I have the 8-ounce and the 16-ounce. So that's how Heal & Go started. And then after that, I started in the summertime, still waiting for my skincare to come. I started experimenting on making the black soap shampoo and the aloe vera conditioner. And I made a few batches and tried it to give my sister some friends some. And I kept working on that formula until now I could have released it. So at the end of 2020, I released that. And
Go right ahead. Yeah.
I had a few customers who wanted it, but people really wanted the hair stuff.
Well, I have to say, and this is why I was jumping in, because I'm hearing that you started not all that long ago, but as soon as you got started, you had all of these, you know, kind of things that kind of hit, and they really hit everybody with this COVID stuff. So just in persevering and making it on through that, and also kind of, you know, expanding and growing what you're doing as well. You know, when I had a chance to go visit your website, and we're talking about Heal & Go, let me just say it real clearly, healandgo.com. And this is spelled Heal, H-E-A-L, N like Nancy, G-O.com. You've got to check it out. She's got some great stuff there. But just, just tipping my hat to you just to be in business and to hanging in with what you're doing. Now, Gail, where are you based? Where is Heal & Go based? Where part of the country are you in?
I'm in East Windsor, New Jersey, and that's right
outside. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Right outside of Princeton.
Princeton, okay. So down in the southern part of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Okay, not all that far. Great. Well, listen, I am excited to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And what is the takeaway that you want to make sure folks have when they come and make a purchase from healandgo.com?
I want people to remember that Heal & Go is made with all natural products, and it is cruelty-free, and it is homemade.
Mm-hmm. It is homemade.
So I know when I turned natural and I started looking for products, there was a lot of stuff out there, and either it was too expensive or it wasn't all natural. And that also drove me to do my own at home, and I want people to go to take away that it is an all-natural product.
Well, we are just loving to tell folks about your story this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. My guest has been Gail Bruni. So, Gail, what's next for Heal and Go? Anything that you want to share with us today?
I want to expand the hairline and maybe include something for men in there. That is an idea that
Then I'll be back to shop there.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. But I can still shop there in the meanwhile and buy some gifts for my wonderful fans. And our
the product I have, it's unisex. I mean, anybody can use it. It's
okay,
made for
awesome.
Women. But most of my customers are women, and then the men say, what is for me? Although I say, you guys can use the same thing. They want something for men.
We want something, We want something that we can. And a lot of times we want to have our own products set aside.
Yes.
So real good stuff. Well, listen, we are coming to Heal and Go for all of that. So I'm real excited. Well, listen, welcome to the Hair Radio Show family.
Thank you
so much. Yes, we're happy to have you with us. All right. Thanks so much for being with us, Gail. Again, Gail Bruni with healandgo.com. Thanks so much. Online here. Yes, good stuff. Okay. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us. This is a reminder, our live call-in lines are open now. Simply press 1 if you've already dialed in. And remember, we keep the call-in lines open and available throughout the broadcast. Call 516-453-9458. And remember to press 1 if you have a comment or would like to say a shout-out. The Hair Radio Morning Show is your voice in the mornings. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a very, very special guest with us. Her name is Peggy Dotson. Now, she is the woman behind UBC TV Network. The Hair Radio Show would like to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Welcome, Peggy.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, listen, first of all, it's great to have you here. Now, we need to tell everyone what the UBC TV network is.
Okay. First of all, Carrie, I'm so excited about being here. I just, I am your fan. I think you're awesome. It's just really great. Well, UBC TV is actually, it started out as a concept for a TV network, but it has evolved into a broadcast multimedia company. With different divisions and things like that, so it's sort of like a hybrid between a cable network, broadcast network, and a technology company, online company like a Netflix. So it's sort of like my own creation, because of where we are in the industry. You know, cable is there, but it's not there like it was before. People are unplugging, and so people want the opportunity to view things on different platforms. By the way, which I have, you know, I was ahead of my time because I was pushing this years ago. And
many years. We're not going to say how many.
It's true. I know. We don't want to say how many. But, and then people want to see original content. Content is still king. And queen, so that's what basically we're all about is original content that is distributed over multiple platforms, including, online, live streaming on demand, cable, live events, and different other little arms of it, which I think we'll get into as just we move forward. But that's what it's evolved into. Not just a network,
Terrific. But
more than that, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? We are going to get into every facet of this, Peggy. We really are.
Okay.
But let's go back a little bit. Let's start at
the
beginning. Now, share with our fans that they tell everybody where you are from and where you take care of business these days.
Okay. Well, the planet Venus. I am actually Sometimes I feel like an alien. I'm actually originally from Arkansas, the great
Arkansas.
State of Arkansas. Yeah, Bill Clinton and DeAngelo. I'm from Stuttgart, actually, Stuttgart, Arkansas, which is really in between Little Rock and Pine Bluffs. I grew up down south, and the first half of my life and the second half of my life, that's a third and a fourth part of my life that I haven't lived yet, so it's not over yet. But the next phase of my life I grew up in is in New York City. So, you know, I am, from Stuttgart, Arkansas. My mother and father were entrepreneurs. God bless them. They're my mentors. They are my inspiration. They both are with God, and they passed away. They are with me every day. My father was a master plumber, and he was that was revolutionary at that time because you don't have very many African Americans who are master plumbers in Stuttgart, in a town, Stuttgart, Arkansas, which was, you know, racially divided. And my father and mother had businesses that catered to white people. I mean, we, you know, at that time, like you said, in the South, when I was growing up, you know, the civil rights era had started, and the Black Panthers and all that kind of stuff, but we still had a lot of racial division down there. And, you know, so and it was very, you know, it affected me and molded me, and I started working with my daddy. I did a little bookkeeping stuff at age 10 in his plumbing company. And it just taught me discipline. And then at age 14, I was working with my mother. My mother had a restaurant, so we had a restaurant business kind of in our family, and I learned the restaurant business. I was on the grill cooking. I was waiting tables, and I answered the phone, you know, to take orders, and I answered the phone for my daddy, Dawson's Plumbing Company, and when the clients called and all that kind of stuff. So at age 10 or 14, I was, learning the how to be an entrepreneur. And it's so important, I feel, that we have to teach our children at a young age about money and entrepreneurship, because it really has helped me to it has helped mold and shape me and helped me to be independent, a self-starter, and helped me get through a lot of adversity that I would not regularly have probably gotten through the way that I have, and I landed on my feet, you know, because it does teach you discipline.
Yes, absolutely. I'm quite amazed when I hear a story like yours in which both of your parents were entrepreneurs. And you helping out because it does. What that does, in my belief, is that it channels that wonderful. It just teaches you without having to have been taught, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's almost like osmosis. You know, it just goes right on in there, and it's there. It's there, and you don't even realize it's there. And then, you know, as you start getting older, it kind of harkens back to that great foundation and introduction and fortitude that you just happen to have picked up along the way. It's just, I'm blown away by that something that you were able to get from your father and your mother. And look at the way that I look at it. Look at the legacy that you've been able to, you know, to continue.
Also, my spiritual connection to God, and you know, my mother and father were very into the church, it has extended through me. I'm a very spiritual person. It has pushed me to expand and learn a lot about different religions and cultures and things. But mom and daddy, my mother was like the mother of a church, and she was a gospel promoter. I met the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Reverend James Cleveland, at a young age because my mother, she put on gospel. She was a gospel promoter. And my mother was amazing. I'm telling you, my father was amazing. And they are both I learned a lot about that, and it helped me in my music, you know, because I have another part of me that's part of the music industry and singing and all that. And
you do have a beautiful voice for you guys out there. So maybe you'll give them a little treat, in a little later on in the interview today.
Okay. We'll see about that.
I'm putting her on the spot, everybody.
I know.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, it is amazing. And so these are things that are just, you know, like I said, they're quite remarkable, and all these wonderful things help to shape the experiences that you have, that you have under your belt, and kind of pushed you towards this wonderful, extraordinary entrepreneur in your own right. And, and so we're going to get into that a little bit. So, okay, so you grew up in Arkansas, and then your family kind of moved up north to New York somehow, and you kind of, how did that come into play? And then where did this wonderful inspiration for this wonderful network come from?
Well, you know, my family, I'm daring. I'm a risk taker. My mother did not want me to actually go to New York, but my father was an adventurer, and you know, they were still in Arkansas. I eventually moved to Texas, but
there's a big difference between New York. We're going to be fair about it. Big difference between New York and Arkansas, especially probably in those days.
Yeah. Well, at the time, you know, in Stuttgart, Arkansas, I did a whole bunch of stuff. I was like first runner-up Miss Teenage Black America for our region. Yeah, my mother put me in pageants, and I ended up singing a lot and competitions and things like that. I said, at that time in high school, there was still segregation, and there was a group called the Ricelanders that I could not audition for because I was black. But so I couldn't get in there, but as far as vocally, I could out-sing all of them. I'm not bragging or anything, but like that. But my choir instructor, Jim Sparks, bless his heart, he took me aside and he taught me how to sing. I started out with Billie Holiday songs and things of that nature. And so I just ended up, long story short, doing a lot of stuff, and then ended up getting two or three vocal scholarships to University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. I got a music scholarship, a vocal scholarship. So I went there. I also got offered to go to West Point Academy at the same time. That same year, West Point became men and women together. It was just men, and they were letting women in because I was also very civically I did a lot of stuff. I was student body vice president and girls state. Wow. So I got nominated for a lot of stuff. So I ended up taking the music thing because my family is very music oriented and all that. And went there, landed the head of musical shows and things like that. I was auditioned for a great a cappella group and got into that. So we ended up going, taking a trip to New York, the theater group I was involved in. I was actually playing Mary Magdalene in Jesus Christ Superstar, and then I was in The Wiz. So I played Dorothy. I was in Dorothy and The Wiz, so we at the same time we went to New York, I was Dorothy and The Wiz, and Diana Ross was filming Dorothy.
In the movie, that's right?
Yeah, she was filming it, and that's the same year I met her, and we have a family affiliation, the Ross family.
Wow.
And from Detroit, my family on my mother's side is from Detroit, the Rosses, and so they worked at Motown and blah blah blah, and you know, so I wanted to meet Diana Ross. She was my inspiration, and I ended up coming to New York and on this theater trip, and fell in love with New York, and did not know how I was going to meet Diana Ross, but I was here, and I found my way to Queens, to the studio there, with a friend of mine.
Is that the studio in Astoria, Queens?
I found my way to Astoria, Queens, to that studio, and I don't know how I did it, but I told everybody that I wanted to meet Diana Ross, and I took the train there. Never been to Queens before in my life. Got on the train from Arkansas with one of my friends. And we went there to the studio, and she couldn't go in. I was the only one that could come in to meet Ms. Ross. And So I got a chance to meet Don Ross. I met Sidney Lumet, who's the most famous director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I met the Michael had just left because he was the Scarecrow. He had left the set. So I didn't meet Michael Jackson, but I met the Tin Man. I think it was. Anyway, I met the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Michael was the Scarecrow. I met the Tin Man. It was really awesome, and it was very inspirational, and she was
so this
gracious.
Is when they were actually filming The Wiz.
Filming the movie. Yeah. So
now,
because they called
cool.
her Diane, and I'm Diane, and our both our middle names, and
wow.
It's just that for me, that was like a highlight of my life. I said, if I can go to New York City and meet Don Ross, I need to go to
That's
New York.
It. Exactly. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Now, this is a full circle moment. It's just so amazing to me because one of our guests, who's actually on this week as well, is Hinton Battle, who played, who's a like a several, I think he's won like three Tonys, maybe more awards for, and he played on Broadway in The Wiz with the role he originated. The Michael Jackson role was the role that he originated. So shout out to Hinton Battle.
Yeah, hey Hinton, I know Hinton. Hey Hinton, this Peggy called me. Call me.
he is fantastic. So yeah,
he really is.
I'm just blown away that was during that movie. Now, what else was coming to be? It was just released that NBC Television is going to be doing a stage version of a live program that they're going to be actually bringing back The Wiz, if you will. For the TV show, a live broadcast. They've been doing these big stage productions recently.
Yeah.
So it's The Wiz is going to get that treatment, and I am excited for anyone to take on that. Now, so your big inspiration, one of your big inspirations, so we know is, and she's inspired many, many folks, and I've certainly chatted with her daughter, Rhonda, but Barry and Diana Ross's daughter, Rhonda, in the past. But can you tell me, who were some of the others who inspired this great Peggy Dodson? And then we'll get into UBC.
Oh, my God. I have many people in different genres. Dr. King was an inspiration to me. And Reverend Jackson, who I was just with at the Wall Street Summit.
And hold it,
people.
We don't want to gloss over these wonderful folks and the kind of connections that that you felt with these folks. Now, talk a little bit about that. Let's start with Dr. King. We are actually kicking off this wonderful celebration to Dr. King this week on the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want you to just kind of weigh in. What has Dr. King meant to you, Peggy Dodson?
Dr. King, what he has meant to me, what he means to me, is the chance to be all that you can be in a place that is equal and just. And I feel that was his life, starting with African Americans. And he and the spirit to move forward in all adversities with what you believe in and your faith in God, despite anything, despite anyone, he had his conversation with God and God spoke to him. And he went ahead despite what anyone said, because what he did had to be done, no matter if he knew that eventually his life, he had to forfeit his life here on this earth. But to have that faith and to accomplish, it's almost like what Jesus did, despite what anybody said, he knew that he had to do and fulfill what God meant for him to do. And I feel that we all sometimes get off track, and it's human. And we all get off track on things, but the one thing that has kept me going in all of this is my faith, and me not giving up, through all adversity, because this is not for the weak of heart. This industry, whatever we're in, as you know, it is that we have the deck stacked against us as a people. We don't own our images as much as we should. Stories are being told about us that we don't control. And to be able to step up, not maybe against, I won't say against, but to step out with the powers that be out there and say, hey, this is your story, but it's not my story. And to not to be fearful in saying that, it takes a lot. It takes faith, because it's very scary. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to let the folks out there know, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest today is Miss Peggy Dotson. Now, she is behind the UBC TV network, and we're going to get into that very shortly. But I just wanted to ask you, Reverend Jesse Jackson, now there is a great picture of you and the Reverend Jesse Jackson circulating out there around the internet, and we have that great picture for you, along with a lot of information on you, Ms. Peggy Dotson. So if you guys out there are trying to reach Peggy, you go to hairradio.com, and you'll see all of Peggy's information right there on the screen, along with some great pictures. And I'm told, Peggy, that you have some special words of advice that you are sharing exclusively with the fans of the Hair Radio Show.
Yes, definitely.
So we want to get you guys following our great interview today. Absolutely, this will continue. So you want to go to hairradio.com and read all of that wonderful information on Ms. Peggy Dotson. Now, I'm ready to get into all about the wonderful UBC TV network. So you mentioned that this is a television network, as we just indicated, but what does the UBC stand for?
Stands for Urban Broadcasting Company, which is so weird. It also stands for Uganda Broadcasting. I have a lot of, and you know, I'm so connected to Uganda. It's weird. It's weird. I love my friends from Uganda, and I have a lot of people from Uganda that actually follow me online, and they love, you know, what I'm doing. I'm very connected to Africa, but especially Uganda. That's the name of the company, is Urban Broadcasting. I didn't want to pigeonhole, and people may say urban does, but it's, for me, it's urban multicultural. It's about culture, and I think that urban has been defined by others or misconstrued as something that it is not. Simply, urban is city, and rural is country. So it's urban means city, life.
Oh, okay, so urban is not just some euphemism for black. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's how people categorize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it means different things. It can mean different things, but for me, it's about lifestyle. And when you look at it, our lifestyle is the lifestyle. I mean, lifestyle is how you live, where you live, and that's what UBC is all about. And it embraces culture. So that it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's all us together. I guess you could say that. UBC.
I like that. So the U can stand for us. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah,
now, Peggy,
definitely.
Tell us about some of the wonderful projects that you're kicking off at UBC.
Well, I have this has been a labor of love for me. You have to measure and time things correctly. As you know, in this industry, to do a network, it is very expensive, and it's not easy, because once you get out there, you said, oh, okay, I've got 24 hours to fill. Oh, okay. I need advertisers. A lot of my colleagues who are out there now, who are just jumped on the air recently, it's that they've gotten a lot of gray hair, just by having the stress of doing that.
I can speak to that one.
You know, so my goal is to roll out, to start the digital part, which I'm started, which I have started officially last year, we have a live stream channel that where we are getting ready. We have live stream, we have on demand, and we're actually getting ready to do something very special. We're getting ready to put out a whole lineup as far as original productions that we are going to be streaming. As you
wow.
know, streaming is really big right now in NBC, Netflix, everyone's jumping into that world, which for me, it's there's still a major cost because you can't just go out and just do it anyway. You still have to have that broadcast quality to that in order to bring on the advertisers or the sponsors that you want to bring on.
Exactly.
So you know, you have to, what we're doing is the original productions that we will be either live streaming or streaming will be edited, and then from there we back into cable. So we will have, some things will just be totally online, and then some things will be shot for cable TV, which we are rolling out this year, this spring, actually. I mean, the date is close, so I've got to, like, blah, 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 say the date. And, but we will actually be in about 40 million households. And,
wow.
And we'll have channels. We'll have channel positions soon, so I know people want to know that. And I'll be making that announcement. We will be able to be on Time Warner, Comcast, and Dish Network, and DirecTV.
And you'll let us know. You'll come back and tell all the folks
mm-hmm.
at the Hair Radio Show.
Yes,
okay,
most
so
definitely.
We can get an exclusive, guys. You've heard it right here. We're going to hold Peggy to that now.
Okay, that's I would definitely do that. It's going to be soon, sooner than later. It's going to be soon, but that's what we're planning on doing, and
mm-hmm.
I'm very, very excited about the lineup that we have. The lineup for the live streaming, of course, is different than the cable. Some of them will overlap. For instance, we
mm-hmm.
have a show called the UBC Mix, which is, I guess you could say, it's almost an evolution of Soul Train. I love, and it's a show I created. A lot of the shows I created, by the way, and
wow.
over years and years of research and years and years of research and marketing and all of that, and TV production and what I've done with NCAA sports. And that's my background, is from live TV. So I love live television. But I love dance. I dance a lot. I love house music. I love all types of music. But
wow.
You know what, Peggy?
I have to say, I'm not to interrupt you at all. I just want you to absolutely let the folks know, and I want to tell everybody out there, they're listening to you and you're giving them this wonderful information. I just want to remind the folks, you're listening to Miss Peggy Dotson, who was our special guest today on the Hair Radio Show, and she's been telling us all about UBC TV Network. Now, I just want to tell all of our Hair Radio Show fans, if you want to find out more about Peggy Dotson, you want to go to her pages and find out how to reach her and find out more about UBC TV Network. We're posting everything at the hairradio.com website. So that's www.hairradio.com. And there you'll see, we're going to hopefully, Peggy will put up some more pictures and all of this wonderful, these wonderful things that Peggy's providing just exclusively for our Hair Radio Show fans today. So we are so excited, and we're going to give them all the information. Now, Peggy,
great.
I have to ask you. Yes, now, we got a little bit into it, but I really want to drive this point home, and I know that you can do it eloquently. Broadcast television seems to be going through a metamorphosis. It seems to be changing in a way. It doesn't look like it used to look. There's a whole lot of, flack about it not being more representative of the folks when we go outside our door. So
mm-hmm.
so individuals are saying that, well, gee, you know what? We don't control broadcasting. And when I say we, I shouldn't speak for folks, but I think what the message is that they feel that the people of color and the people who are representative of the world, the broadcasting doesn't really speak to those folks by and large. However, the internet, the new technology, seems to be controlled, so to speak, at this time by the masses. So is there some, big, disconnect between broadcast and internet or technology and streaming and all of that? Is broadcasting changing?
Yeah, it's changing because it has to somewhat. The big disconnect, I mean, that's one of the reasons why YouTube is so big, because you have more control over what you want to see versus what someone else thinks you want to see. And the big problem with broadcast is that it's big.
You don't have any control.
It's
turning your channel.
Well, it's big, so you have large organizations that have different departments that don't even talk to each other. And you have people who have major pressure on them to create programs because you have accounting people saying, this is not making any money. You know, it's not really set up. You have big public companies who are dividend driven, and they're not content driven. They're, you know, sports. People understand sports. That's an easy one. Those, the multi-billion-dollar business, sometimes like Fox, that's what anchors, is one of their big anchors. And then you have American Idol. And then you have a formula. The problem with broadcast and cable, too, is the formula that's used in calculating what they think people want to see and what individuals go in front of the camera. You have a formula for a story that is beginning, middle, end, and that is very predictable, but that's what people want because they feel that's what makes money. And then you have a formula for people that you have, maybe if you may have three white people, you may have one black person, it's gotten worse. I don't like formulas. I don't even deal with a formula. We're out of the box. My goal is to be able to represent life the way that it is and not contrive it. Even with the reality shows, they're not reality. They're contrived. They're combative. And a lot of the producers do that because they feel they have to create, you know, anger and animosity in order for people to watch, and then advertisers sign on. And a part of that is true, but it's not all true. And we're not represented at all. And the time when we are represented, it's so contrived and controlled and stereotypical. And, I mean, there are some shows that I'm not going to say right now. It's just it's just like, okay, this is a black show, even with major producers that we know that do film, that when they get to television, they get into the formula. They put this and that. Let's put some salt and pepper and some pasta and this and this. And that's the recipe. And if you don't do that recipe, you don't get on the air. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem. There is a big disconnect, and it has to do with culture. It has to do with disconnect with color. It has to do with people who are in positions who feel they think they know who we are and they don't, who don't know the story. But in essence, all they know is that we have the buying power, $1.1 trillion, and they want our eyeballs. They need the eyeballs in order to bring on Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Mountain Dew and KFC and McDonald's. I mean, those companies know about our buying power.
I love that. The word power, that's where all of this and what it all means. I think you really, you have completely and eloquently stated what I believe is the disconnect. So going forward, we have the folks like yourself, UBC TV Network, Urban Lifestyle Programming, and you're based out of, you're based where? I just want to make sure we hit all of that.
I'm in New York. I'm in New York City.
New York City!
Yeah. And, you know, in Harlem, which is the urban capital of the world, it's New York City, and we have a new base that we're building in Las Vegas, and I'll talk about that at some point. Yeah, we're going
terrific.
To be doing some really exciting things there with another division of the company. Yeah, we're based here, but we're a global company. We're looking right now. We have some productions that we're working on, a major reality show with a major celebrity that we're can't announce it yet. Yes, a
okay,
major
but you
celebrity
promised to come back
we,
here and tell
yes,
the fans
we have a
of
major,
the Hair Radio Show.
Yeah, okay. A major celebrity that we're doing a deal with that we are going to. We're doing a reality show with them. We're going to be following them around, not just here, but we're going overseas. And so that is, you know, that's kind of like what, and some of the programs, the teasers and stuff will be available online. And
wow.
The rest of it will be on cable. And that's what I like. I like going between, I like the model that I've created because it gives me the flexibility to do things
right.
online.
Right, you're not just doing one thing only.
Right, I'm not just stuck to cable, and I'm not just stuck, you know, on one just online. It gives me the flexibility to go back and forth with a show, actually. You can take
mm-hmm.
part of the show, you can put it online, take another part of it, you put on cable. That way you go back and forth and you go, you hit different audiences by that way. And we are a producing network, which is very important. I wanted to say that, even though we are doing partnerships with other producers and production companies,
mm-hmm.
but I am a showrunner and I've created my own originals, and I have a great production manager, Academy Award nominated production manager. He's done everything.
Wow.
Worked with Billy Joel. He knows music, he knows sports, and he's just awesome. So it gives
wow.
us the ability to be a producing network so that we can actually produce our own originals. We can create the originals, we can produce them and distribute them. And we bring in our own advertising and sponsors and things like that. And I have an agency that I'm also dealing with. But it gives flexibility for creativity,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I wanted because I'm a creative person. I don't want to be in a box
yes.
where, oh, I'm just a cable network, so I just got to do this. And I love my cable
right.
people, but and then or I'm just a tech, or I'm just online, so I just can't do this. No, I love my technology people, so I want both. I want
wow.
both. So it gives us the opportunity to not only create wonderful kind of like reality shows, music events, things of that nature that we have some, so God, we have some exciting things planned. I tell you, we are
well,
getting
we are
ready
excited.
To step out
you guys are
into
just
the spotlight.
Along. Now,
yes.
I do want to ask you, Peggy, being a successful person out there in business, what words could you say to someone who's trying to follow in the great footsteps that you have trailblazed in terms of broadcasting and setting up your own network and working just all over the country with folks? What words can you say that just might be that great little inspiration that someone needs about now?
Well, there's a couple things. My inspirational words is never give up. My Jewish godfather, who's passed away, Burl Walk, always told me, he says, Peggy, never, ever, ever give up. That is my anthem. The other thing is learn as much as possible about the industry that you're in. Study it. Go to trade shows. Find mentors in the industry, which is what I've done. I studied this industry. I met people in the industry just like I did when I was in the music industry. You know, I went to Luther Vandross and I said, Luther, tell me about the industry. This is actually what I did when I moved to New York and I wanted to
wow.
to find out about the recording industry, which is a totally different industry just being a singer.
Right.
I mean, people think, I'm a singer, I'm not digressing, I'm a singer, I want to be a great singer. No, if you want to be a professional singer, that means you are in the business of entertainment, so you need to know about that business. And I just went to every person I could talk to and had them tell me about the industry, and that's how you learn. And then you get mentors in that industry that are, great people who have high positions. One of my mentors, he's retired now from Fox, is Roland McFarlane, who is the only African-American executive at a high level at Fox in Los Angeles at Fox TV
mm-hmm.
and Fox Studios. And he adopted me, I adopted him. And
wow.
I would always ask him questions and ask him, do you think this idea could work? He said, Peggy, go for it. It's going to work because it's needed. So I always have mentors, even to this day, that I go to and to listen to and talk about things. And I think mentors and just research and just never giving up on your dream, but also just being flexible because what you see now may be a little different than what it really ends up being. I've had to be flexible in my vision with UBC. Like I said, I wanted the network, and now it's really it's UBC TV network, but it's really just one component of it. We have media, and we have a couple other. We have film. We can talk about the film division. I have a couple other divisions, and we have sports. We have some other things that have branched off, and we're also going to be building studio facilities. So
wow,
you know, it's a lot. Yes, I do, and we need to talk about the shopping. You know, don't let me forget about that.
That's something
I really want to discuss.
Yes, well, we definitely will. And folks, if you've just joined us, this is a very, very special interview today, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've got a person who is just doing extraordinary things in the way of business and community. The Hair Radio Show is very, very proud to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Peggy, again, welcome to the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
Now, listen, we've been talking a lot about some of the wonderful business enterprises that you're involved with. And when we talk of UBC TV network and some of the wonderful programming that we can soon expect, we have to get into the shopping aspect that is about to kick off here on this UBC TV network. So tell our fans out there, tell the show fans about this wonderful idea.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that sometimes I think I'm just totally crazy, but that's all right because my Jewish godfather said you got to be a little crazy to do this, but
yeah.
the one thing that I see things that are needed, and I try to move to create a solution for that, and that's one of the reasons why UBC has been gestating over the past couple of years, really gestating and getting ready to and slowly rolling out, and people say, "When are you rolling out?" Okay, just wait. I got something I'm working on here. But one of the things that I wanted to do, and I've always wanted to do, was to create a shopping component to my network because I wanted to create something whereas I'm not like the other networks where I have to really depend on all the advertisers and sponsors. I want to be able to groom my shows, but I wanted to create an additional revenue streams, and that will keep the company going. And so I've actually created Urban Home Shopping Network. It is a part of – it's going to start out as a show, and then we're going to actually evolve to a separate thing. But it is for – it is an urban QVC. It's for small businesses, women-owned businesses, and people of color who want to gain entry into the home shopping network arena and cannot. I mean, as you know, Home Shopping Network and QVC they're starting to cater to smaller businesses because small business is the backbone of this country.
Exactly.
It is the backbone of this country, and people need to really understand that. And I want to do my part to help the economy, and in order to do that, and to give opportunities to small businesses who actually want to get their products out on television or distributed globally.
Well,
so
let me just tell you, Peggy Dotson, this is such an extraordinary business that you have launched. So I'm going to just take a quick moment to inform those folks out there, you guys listening right now, that you can go to hairradio.com, and we'll put all of Peggy's contact information there so that we know that you're going to be very much interested in being part of this wonderful, these upcoming projects and some of the things that she's working on now. So you'll just go to hairradio.com, our website, and we have a profile there with Peggy's information and all about how you can contact her to get involved. Peggy, I have to say to you, any final thoughts? You've been such a terrific guest with us on the Hair Radio Show today.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm my final thoughts is I appreciate you have taken the, you know, giving me the time to come on here and inviting me. And I know that we could talk for hours because there's so much going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, my final thoughts is, you know, about UBC, go like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We have, if you have any questions about new shows that we have, you know, you're free to contact us as an email address, or we are looking for, you know, new shows. I am looking for content. And, you know, if you want to join us or whatever, just, you know, like us. And we have all I can say is that we have some very exciting things happening and getting ready to happen. We are going to make a major impact in the marketplace.
Yes, you already are. Now, I have to say, Peggy, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just want to say that we have a I'm making my step into the film world. We have a major announcement that we'll make later on, but I have a division called UBC Films. And I have been able to acquire major distribution in, you know, through Cinemark, AMC, and Regal Theaters to distribute urban films. And so that's, that cannot take on anything else, but, you know, it's like it's something that has to be done because we need more. As you know, right now people are very upset about Selma and the lack of the lack of diversity, and you know that there has to be more diversity, and I think that's happening. Like I said, Reverend Jackson is making a lot of moves in technology, and to help do that. And but you know, there's only besides my company, there's only one, you know, co-black. There's only, you know, there's very few black-owned companies that distribute films. So we are throwing our hat into the ring, and so we will be doing that. And I have some. That's another division that we'll be talking about over the next few weeks in reference to UBC Films and our, you know, entry into that marketplace of film production also, film production and distribution and funding.
Well,
I actually have a separate funding arm that films urban films. We're looking for films 3 to 5 million, up to 20 million. We have funding for you know, anything less, we have to talk about as far as development projects. But we do have, I have a funding arm for that. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, we are very excited. I mean, you have so many wonderful, wonderful projects going on. And we're just excited for you. And, you know, so we want to let the folks know that this is going to continue. Go to the hairradio.com website. Peggy is also going to put some special words there for you guys and read all about her and see some of those extraordinary pictures. And we're going to have you back very soon right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Peggy again, Peggy Dotson of UBC TV Network. Peggy, thank you so much for being with us on today's Hair Radio Show.
Thank you, Carrie. I look forward to it again.
Thank you. Folks, keep it right here. There's more of the Hair Radio Show to come.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's actually Thursday morning, May 20th of 2021. I want to get that right for you guys. It's about 7:04 in the morning Eastern time. It's our show number 565, show number 565. And we kind of have like a surprise caller this morning. It's someone who's been with us many, many, many times. He runs the amazing bobsa.org business. So Sam Enon is our guest caller.
Sam, surprise guest caller, I should say, good morning to you. It's really early out there in California. Good morning, Sam.
Yes, good morning to you. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Wow, on a Pacific coast. Well, listen, I want to jump right on in. Sam, you run BOBSA.org. Just remind our listeners a little bit about BOBSA.org, please.
Yes, BOBSA is an organization that was started in 2004, and our basic mission is connecting the black dots. And what we do is we have people, individuals that look like me, open up beauty supply stores, salons, et cetera. Also, we help people launch products or anything that they need to get started or want to know about in the black hair care industry. BOBSA is the one-stop shop, and we have been doing this for 18, 19 years now. So we're looking to help, you know, people that want to get into business.
Absolutely. And you've been doing an amazing job, and I'm raising my hand right now as a member of BOBSA.org as well. So, Sam, tell everybody, of course, go to BOBSA.org and get all the details, but I know you have some things you want to talk about this morning. You have the floor, Sam Enon, this morning. Go ahead. Take it away, Sam.
Okay. Well, we're really excited about this project that we're, you know, trying to put together, or we have put together, really, basically. And what it is an app. And the reason we've been thinking about this for a long time because we get a lot of calls from individuals that want to shop a black beauty supply store but don't know where there's one in their area because there's so many other stores. Okay, so we have come up with this concept. It's the BOBSA app. You'll be able to find this app in the App Store. Also, as an Android, you'll be able to get it there. Also, beauty supply stores that we don't know about. We think that there's about 2,000 black-owned beauty supply stores nationally, but I can't really get a feel for it because there's so many little ones that we've never been able to discover, and they just kind of silent. So what we're going to be doing the next 3-4 weeks, we're going to be giving free registration for the app, so you'll be able to go in and download and put your information on the app. And then we'll upload it. And this app will be a locator. It'll have all the bells and whistles, you know. So you'll be able to, a customer or someone that's in an area that they have never been in before, they can just put their zip code in and then locate the closest black-owned beauty supply store in that area, closest to them. And if you're also
loving
the salons, you're going to have salons. It's going to be, we're really excited about this.
Yes, this is absolutely awesome. And I'm hoping we'll have some conversations after this broadcast because I want to put the Hair Radio Morning Show, some episodes right there on that BOBSA app for your BOBSA members. I love this idea. This is a BOBSA app, everybody, BOBSA from BOBSA.org. You're always thinking of what's next and what folks aren't doing. And I love that you're connecting the whole supply and hair industry, essentially, through this new app, this BOBSA app. So where did this come from? I mean, obviously it was your idea, Sam Enon. Tell us a little bit more. This is amazing.
We've always had a locator on our website where you can find the closest store,
sure.
Black owned, you know, and that's a big, big problem because black folks want to shop black businesses, and this app will be just great. But we thought of this almost 5 years ago, you know, before the internet just blew up, you know, and we got around to it. It's very expensive to put an app together like this. It's going to have the store's location. It's going to have you can see a visual of the store inside. It'll have advertising on black products. We're going to feature a lot of things in this app as we get into it. But this is a brainstorm for me for about 5-6 years, you know, before apps were, you know, really popular. I think the other thing that they had was the cube that, you know, you just put your computer, your phone over it, and it tells you the location. But this is really going to be much, much, much better for the black consumers to find out where the store is. There's going to be salons on there, too, and also barbershops, just not black beauty supply stores.
Well, I tell you, between you guys, the chairwatch.com folks, all of you are doing amazing things in connecting the people in our community. You know, I just think it's amazing. So the entrepreneurs, you're a game changer, Sam. In case folks haven't said it to you lately, I'm saying it now. You're a game changer, and I'm just blown away. You're a big supporter. You've always been a big supporter, an industry colleague. You've just been great, and I've so appreciated, you know, getting to know Sam Enon from Bobsa, everybody. So, Sam, any last things that you want to kind of make sure that folks know? Should they go to Bobsa.org? In the meanwhile, when is the app going to be released for everybody?
Well, the app is going to be actually lumped live on June 15th, but we're going to start taking registrations, and you can go right to the Bobsa website and put your information in. If you're a Bobsa beauty, if you're a beauty supply, you don't have to be a Bobsa member, but you can go ahead and put your store location and all that information in there. Also, if you're a salon or barbershop, you can do the same too, but we're really focusing on the beauty supply stores in the beginning. But you'll be able to go in and put your information for free. It's free. All of this is going to be for free, so you won't have to pay anything.
Hold it. Did you say free?
It's free. It's free.
You got to lead in with the word free, Sam.
Free,
yes,
registration.
Free registration.
No, yes, I'm right. So you don't. It,
wow.
And it's going to really spotlight your store. And in each month, we're going to spotlight a beauty supply store across the country. It might be in Chicago. You know, we're going to spotlight and do something with the app to bring attention to that location.
Well, I am just blown away. And, Sam, when we get these Hair Radio Awards together, which is something that we will be talking about, I would be very surprised if we didn't find Sam Enon's name at the top of that nominations list. So you're doing some incredible work through Bobsa.org, getting up early all the way out there in sunny California to call in and be part of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I just want to remind everybody, as a Bobsa member, again, Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, I think Bobsa.org, Sam, this is an incredible organization that you have founded. And, again, you're doing great, great work. Look out for the Bobsa app. That's what Sam's here to talk to you about today, which is the Bobsa app. You definitely want to get involved. Go register at Bobsa.org. Like kind of like a pre-registration, if you will, for the app, I believe Sam just said. So please check it out, folks.
Yes.
Sam, anything you want to leave us with today? Anybody you want to shout out to?
No, I just wanted to everybody in our community to keep the faith, keep doing what you're doing. I'm getting so many new requests for help to open up a beauty store all over the country. It's just crazy. We're averaging about almost 20 stores every 2 months, and it's just been phenomenal that people want to really get into business, and I'm elated about it because it's a good thing. We get a chance to at least make up some lost time for not having that many stores out there. This is our time, so we have to take advantage of it. So the rest of this year is going to be very important to the black hair care industry, you know.
Well, you're doing awesome work. Now, I have to say, I've got to shout out to folks that are Bobsa members who come through you. They've been part of the Hair Radio or joined the Hair Radio Morning Show family. Folks like TracyBeautySupply.com, you know, and Tracy is T-R-A-C-Y. She's been incredible coming through Bobsa. Whatever you do it, you're sending good folks this way. And a recent discovery, which I absolutely love, I've never heard of this, called Griffin Dip. So we're going to be filling the folks in a little later throughout today's broadcast and subsequent days. You'll be able to listen right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show to their new commercial. So, Sam Enon, I want to thank you for being on the show, for joining us just even for a couple minutes. Will you come back to the Hair Radio Morning Show once it's officially out there and available? We're talking about the Bobsa app, the new Bobsa app. Will you come back to the broadcast and
Yeah, I will definitely be back. And if anybody wants to find out more about that, I'm going to put a prototype of the app on the Bobsa website. That's www.bobsa.org. You know, you can go in and check it out. You know, it's a prototype that you can actually flip the books and you can see each page of it. It's just a prototype, but it gives you an idea of what it's going to look like. It'll be a It's a game changer for our hair care industry.
It sounds like it. Sam, Enon, thanks again for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks, we want you to stay with us because coming up in just a couple minutes, another Californian. We're talking about the amazing Lonel Williams. You guys know him. He knows everybody from Oprah to Obama. So Lonel's going to be with us live on the air, so we don't want you going anywhere. We're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More of the Hair Radio
Morning Show. As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Moonlight,
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Thursday morning. It's May 20th of 2021. And I want to bring back to the Hair Radio Morning Show an amazing gentleman who's been doing huge things for many years out there. I have to say, he's a legend in his own right at this point. It is my honor to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Mr. Lonel Williams of 3LWTV. Lonel, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, welcome back to the show. I know this is a little bit earlier than we normally meet in our third hour. But today we got Hairpreneur new episode, so we'll kind of get that on. So we've got some time to kind of chat and get caught up with what's new in the world of Lonel Williams, which is a huge world, I want to say. We follow you throughout social media, and we'll talk a little bit about all that stuff. But how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm actually, I'm not a morning person, but we always get up for the Hair Radio Show. I'm on the East Coast finally, so it's not as
Yay.
Painful as if I were on the West Coast.
This is true. Like, poor Sam. Yes, my heart just went out the window. He's up early at 4. We have a couple of folks who literally join us live. Sam just called in at 4 o'clock and, Pacific time, and decides to, share and talk about his stuff. And then we have a Wednesday guy who calls us every Wednesday at around 8:30 and is on live all the way from Southern California. I just say I love all of our California folks. We're shouting you guys out this morning. Well, now that kind of is a good place to start. It was your very start. So tell us a little bit. Now, you are from the West Coast. Whereabouts and all that wonderful good stuff?
I'm originally born in San Francisco, California, grew up between San Francisco and across the bay in Oakland. Like, my dad lived in San Francisco, my mom lived in Oakland, so I was back and forth, but basically a Bay Area kid all my childhood, and then I would spend summers down in Los Angeles with family, and then I ended up going to college down there, so I spent a great deal of my youth in my early years up until my early 20s, I pretty much spent living and thriving in California. Wonderful, wonderful, fun time. And then moved to the East Coast.
You know,
moved to New York for a few years, and then now I'm in Atlanta.
Wow. Well, I want to talk a little bit about that. We've got you for a little bit. We're going to get into a whole bunch of wonderful stuff, and especially find out what you're doing now and all that wonderful stuff soon. So I should say coming up shortly. But first, I'm going to go back a little bit to that because, you know, is there a huge difference? I've never gotten a chance to really explore the Frisco, San Francisco area, the Oakland area. Is there a huge difference between, you know, parts like Northern California, like San Francisco and Oakland and all that, and the Los Angeles area? What, in your opinion, because you're the jet setter. I'm going to just toss it on out there. What can you tell us and think from that area, really?
The culture is very different in Boca, and we don't call San Francisco Frisco. I'm just trying not to keep your hands
off. All right. You got a point there.
So, they either just call it, in the Bay Area, they call it the city. But the culture is just very different between Northern and Southern California. You know, Northern California is driven by tech, and this is a whole different, like, culture. And Southern California is driven by show business. So it's two totally different vibes. I loved both of them. You know, the Bay Area was more chill and, you know, just people just doing their work and living their lives and just kind of, it's a little more laid back. But L.A. is laid back also, but in a kind of different way, in a very Hollywood grand tanning salon, you know, liposuction kind of way. whereas the Bay Area is as focused on that. L.A. is about keeping up appearances. But I haven't lived in either place in many years, but I do visit often, and it's always nice to go home. I love it.
We are just loving hearing about this, and I appreciate it because, you know, a lot of folks, you're talking to folks everywhere throughout the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we have to, you know, find out the real story from you guys. Well, Lonel, now you mentioned that you came out to the East Coast, you came to New York City. What was one of the biggest things that you did or that you kind of, well, you had already been here many, many times, but maybe one of the things that you discovered about the city once you kind of moved here that might have surprised you? Does anything come to mind?
I think what one of the things that surprised me initially, like when I first moved to New York, was that I could find food for, like, quality food cheaper than I could in California. You know, everything in New York is so expensive. But, you know, like with some of the bodegas and some of the stores, you were actually able to find fresh food, and it wasn't terribly expensive. That was the biggest surprise for me when I first moved here. Lately, though, not so much. I was in a grocery store in Manhattan yesterday. I was like, oh, you caught up now. As expensive as anywhere else.
Yes. This is true. You're talking about the prices. And that's because of the pandemic, LW. Because of the pandemic.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But that was probably the biggest pleasant surprise for me.
Wow. Well, I have to say, then on from New York to Atlanta, GA, which is, it's a huge difference, Lonel. But now I can weigh in on that part between New York and Atlanta. So I'll ask you, as a reference to Atlanta, how has Atlanta emphasized anything about ATL that kind of, in your words, that differs from what you noticed about being up north?
It is the most affordable living of any of the places that I've ever lived, and that's probably the one thing that I do like about it. It's getting more expensive like other places, but you could still get a nice piece of real estate. You can get a nice piece of space while making a livable wage. So it's that part I do like about it. And I love also that the city is just so blackety-black-black. You know, it's changing, but it's, you know, but I do like the fact that so many entrepreneurial and prosperous African Americans are just on full display and like living in their glory there. So that is a beautiful thing to see throughout the city. You know, in other places out there are little pockets of it, but in Atlanta, it's just all in your face. And that's one of the biggest draws for me. It just makes me smile when I think of, you know, just what it takes to in this country for an African American to actually be successful, whether it be their beauty supply store, their hair salon, whatever. They are, you know, they're thriving, and it's not, you know, they're not like rinky-dink things. They're like, you know, they're on par with their Caucasian counterparts, and I love that.
Well, every time I go down to Atlanta, I was there a couple of years. Jeez, it's already been like 2 years down there. And as soon as you arrive at, it was at Hartsfield Airport.
Correct.
It just amazes me so much. Like, you get so much warmth. I remember just even going, like, to the Starbucks or whatever it was there at the airport. I was like, my gosh, just beautiful people. I think I met more amazing folks in that little trip than, and I was only there for a day, literally, in and out. But it was just amazing, just the warmest folks on earth. I'm going to have to get down and pay another visit to the ATL. I might have to kind of move our headquarters now. We might have to move out of New York. I love that that warmth, what you just described, and being so greeted by folks who look like you. I think it's amazing. And you have it here in New York, but it's a different vibe. It's just not, you don't feel, you know, and I love New York folks. You guys know that. We've got a lot of followers here and fans of the show. But it seems like there is a warmth. Pardon the pun. I know it's the South and all that stuff, and you technically, you know, literally you are a tad bit warmer. But it just feels like there is a sense of more community down there. That's what I seem to.
And everything is not as rushed as it is in, you know, in New York. New York, the pace is pretty intense. So, you know, folks don't have time to be nice. They got bills to pay. So, you know, we're in New York, you're hustling, you're getting here, you're getting there, you've got to hustle to keep it moving. So it's just, you know, the vibe. I don't think that the people are necessarily less friendly. They're just maybe less engaged because they're focused on what they've got to do next, because we're all on that hamster wheel up here. So you're constantly, you know, spinning and moving. I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's one of the differences between that and Atlanta, between here and Atlanta.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, listen, I have got to talk about where we are now and the fact that, especially here in New York, where we are coming out of the pandemic. But you're down, well, today you're in New York City, as you can broadcast live today. You're here with us. But typically you live down in the Atlanta area. And Georgia, you know, you guys have a very interesting relationship with this pandemic business. You guys, especially in the hair and beauty industry, were amongst the first to kind of get things. Literally, I remember when the pandemic was declared, I'm going to really put it on out there. I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks later, Georgia was like, we're opening back up, everybody. I mean, literally, it was really kind of like that, where we were just, you know, kind of everybody else was just really learning the word pandemic. Georgia salons were like, we're back on business. And yes, they did. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Yes, they were doing all the amazing things that Barbicide and all these other folks recommend as with regards to, you know, safe distancing and things like that and all of the disinfection and so forth. But I do want to say Georgia seemed to me to be one of those folks who kind of, you know, were kind of anxious, you know, to go ahead and reopen and all that wonderful good stuff. It seems to have worked out okay. Lonel, what do you say, you know, being down there in Georgia, what do you say about all that?
Yeah, you know, I would joke often when I would talk to people saying, you know, we don't have pandemics in Georgia, you know, because life just goes on. But I will say,
yes,
you know, unfortunately, which I thought was very sad, a sad commentary on the country in general, was that the pandemic was politicized. That was just, that just ruined a lot of stuff. However, in Georgia, I think, you know, like, you know, in the city of Atlanta, you know, they were really trying to be strict about masking up, social distancing. I pretty much, oddly enough, did not really partake and go out, you know, during a lot of that time. And I would see kids in these clubs and, or restaurants. I just didn't personally want to risk it. But it seems to have worked out. So, but yeah, we've been open for a while. And like I said, most places have been very diligent about social distancing for some part, trying to keep stuff open, at least on the restaurant scene. The party scene is a whole different story. The young kids were, you know, they were, you know, just out doing whatever they would normally do.
the pandemic. They were operating like pre-pandemic type
right.
mindset. So for most,
and Lonell Williams,
you know,
in his
for the
house,
most part.
Staying away from all that madness.
You know, so you've been indoors like everybody else in America, and it's been a lot to, you know, to literally kind of your sanity is at play here, you know, trying to, you know, a lot of folks who are not used to, you are definitely not used to being kind of caged in a house. You're someone who has literally traveled the world. So was it a big adjustment for you, and how do you feel these days?
I'm feeling great these days. You know, I'm the type that kind of just lives in the flow. So while I am used to being on the go and traveling, I realize, you know, okay, this is a different set of circumstances. You're going to be home now. And the beauty of it is that I was able to get into a routine, which I had not done in decades. You know, my routine is chaos. Pack, go. Come home, unpack, wash clothes, repack, go. So, you know, during the pandemic, I was able to actually, like, oh, I can get up and make breakfast. I can go for a bike ride every day. I could do, you know, it was like, oh, I can, this is like a routine. This is what normal people do. This is kind of cute.
So
yes, that part
exactly.
was nice, you know, being able to get into a routine at home. But that's still, I'm still about that travel life, though. So I'm glad to be, like, you know, on the move again. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a negative adjustment for me. It was just something different and that I hadn't done in a while. So I always try to make the most of every situation. Everything, I believe, comes to teach me something. So I am grateful for it. And when I search for that gratitude, you know, I find peace. So it wasn't. It was a different set of circumstances, but it wasn't a negative thing for me.
I'm blown away, you know, by all of that, because when it comes to the travel part, it would be difficult. I guess, you know, I love to travel here and there, but I wasn't good when I was, like, working in it. You know, I didn't like to go because I had to go. I could never grasp that concept. I like to go when I want to go. I guess that's everybody, basically. But anyway, Lonell, it is so great. Listen, if you're kind of just tuning in to the broadcast, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there. It's our show number 565. Lonell, we are marching towards show number 600. Our 600th episode, which we should hit in about September. Can you believe that?
That's amazing.
Lonell Williams.
That is amazing.
So,
we've really been building.
Have I not done it? Yes, thank you. We've become the most prolific hair audio information in the world. There is no one who has more audio on Hair and Beauty Talk. Literally, we are it. So that is quite an accomplishment that we didn't even plan to to do, but it just happened. So the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're officially the longest-running broadcast on radio about hair and beauty. So we're super excited. And we owe a big debt of gratitude to folks like yourself who've come on. You've always supported the Hair Radio Show, and we appreciate it. Like I was telling Mr. Sam, you know, we're coming out with the HRAs, the Hair Radio Awards, and we would be just totally shocked if we don't find Lonel's name somewhere up there at the top of that nominations list that we'll be talking about real soon right here on the broadcast. So we're real happy about that, as always.
Oh,
now, Mr. LW, yeah, all good stuff. Well, now, I have to say, first, I want to talk about the LWTV, but first, before we do that, I happened to catch one of your dear friends. I just happened to be flipping the channels yesterday, and who do I see on TV but Miss Kim Fields? And I don't know what it is about Miss Kim Fields that makes me think of Lon-L Williams and Janet Jackson. It's like this crew. It really does come to mind. Why is that, LW? He's like, I don't know. But what is, you guys are friends. You're friends, and yes. she really. I know she's got a new like a new comedy or something. I think on one of the premium channels, I believe. But I've got to say. Right, as something now, and I want you to tell us what you know about all of this. But I would love, she to me needs to have her own big profile series on a major network. She's so talented, if she wish. She's so talented. But what can you tell us about this amazing friendship that you have with Kim Fields and all those folks?
Yeah, I love talking about Kim because we've been like friends since the 80s. We actually met in college.
Oh my,
we went
wow.
to Pepperdine University together and became friends there. And just, you know, we would hang out and just, one of the things I love about hanging out with her is we get each other's humor and we can like our side conversations.
And let me
like,
just tell you, Lon-L has a wicked sense of humor. I thought I'd just throw that dagger in while I had a moment.
So we just have a lot of fun, and so I grew up even before I knew her. Of course, I saw her and was a fan of hers on television with the Facts of Life, and we just connected, and we just had, you know, I'm so proud of her and her new show, The Upshaws, which is on Netflix, and it's doing really, really well, and it's so funny, was actually created by another friend of mine who I used to work with on A Different World named Regina
really?
Hicks. Yeah, so
oh,
it's
I
like a small world.
Regina Hicks. Yeah, I remember her. Wow.
But yeah, Kim, you know, I just marvel at Kim because she, you know, she was a child actor in the 80s. And, you know, a lot of child actors that were here during that time are either not here, they're drugged out, you know, something, because, you know, there's very few of them actually thrive, and she's probably only one that I can think of off the top of my head that has worked so continuously since childhood and still is, you know, a household name out there.
And looks fabulous.
Kids,
let me just say that. She looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Period. With a T on the end.
She really does. Just beautiful. She's
got a
life
now.
Yeah, she's definitely
got a life.
I love that about her. I think that's one of the reasons that we connect. Now we lost touch with each other for a long time, for many years, and then she released her book Blessed Life a few years ago, and we actually reconnected through Twitter. And then I went to one of her book signings, and then we were like, "Oh my gosh!" And then it was like we picked up like it was yesterday. You know how you have those friends where you might not see them for years, and you pick up, and it's like, oh, my God, it's like we saw each other yesterday. That's how it was with me and Kim. And so now we're, like, back and forth all the time talking about – we talk very regularly. But, yeah, I'm so proud of her.
And it warms your heart, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just – I'm like, genuinely happy for her. Well, I've always been genuinely happy for her, but just because she's such a beautiful person inside and out, and that's what I love about her – and how she just navigates all those different lanes. And she's in mother, wife, actress, you know, and all of those things are very busy and time-consuming, and she still manages to maintain her sanity.
Yeah, and like you were saying about those stories about the child, the kid actors, you know, and we've had a couple on our show. I think we had Rodney Allen Rippey was on our show, and we had a chance to talk to him a little bit about it. And those waters are very choppy. So the fact that, and again, she was a huge child star. She wasn't just, she was a big star. And going back so many years, now, I even remember Kim, and if I'm not mistaken, I think she was on a show called, didn't she do That's My Mama? I want to say she did.
Baby,
I hope.
I'm Back.
Oh, Baby, I'm Back. Yes, that was it. Baby, okay, Baby, I'm Back. That was her show. Because I was going to say there was the story that came out just a couple days ago, and I was just thrown it just for a loop, and that was the That's My Mama story with the lady who was on there, who is this phenomenal actress in her own right, and she was it was discovered that she had given up a child after all these years, and we're talking about 50 years.
Lynn,
I don't know if you heard about Lynn Moody. Oh my God, the craft! I was just blown away. These are those 70s shows, and the little girl, well, she's a grown woman now, and she looks great. To me, they look like twins. I don't know if anybody else thought that, but they look just like twins to me. I was like, how could she not think that that's, of course that's who her mom looks. But anyway, that I digress. That I just thought that was just amazing. I love all of those shows. I always get That's My Mama and Baby I'm Back mixed up. But yes, I used to love Baby I'm Back was with DeMond Wilson, if I remember.
Correct.
Wasn't that the one with the okay.
And
okay. So I'll redeem
Thelma
myself
Hobson,
there.
I believe, right?
Well, Thelma went through so many shows, I would not be surprised at all. We love Thelma Hopkins from Tony Orlando and Dawg. She really has
Thelma
been
Hopkins.
Out
it was,
there.
It wasn't Thelma Hopkins. It was
who
Denise,
was not?
It was Denise,
Denise
Nichols. I remember her name. Yeah,
Denise Nichols.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Denise Nichols played the lead of that, and she was just phenomenal. She played the mom, and, yeah, she was really great. And we love all those shows. I love each one of those programs, and we all do. And shouting out to all those wonderful actresses. But, yeah, so we love the fact that Kim Fields is still out there and going strong. But what about some of these other amazing connections? We'll talk a little bit about them, you know, where they are and what's going on now in everybody's life. And you know who we're going to get to. But first, Lonell, we need to talk about 3LWTV. We've got to remind our listeners what exactly 3LWTV is all about. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what's going on out there in with regards to that these days. But what can you tell us about 3LWTV?
We are
back.
We've been back. So that's one. You know, it started over a decade ago, basically focusing on traveling and different events highlighting the African American LGBT community. It's kind of expanded. We've relaunched the website 3LWTV.com, and basically one of the things that I'm excited about that's being well received is the online book club. And we've been reading all these wonderful books from different authors that people may not recognize or know, or they may. So some of them, you know, we're currently reading a book called Shadows of Exile, and it's about this guy. It's a novel based on this guy's life, and he was born into an African royal family, and there was a coup back in the 90s. He's part of the Mansa Musa royal family, and it was a coup, and his uncle murdered his mom and his dad, and he and his brother were able to escape. And then they ended up as refugees in Europe. His brother ended up in the foster care system in Europe. He ended up in the foster care system here in New York. And it's just an amazing story to go from riches to rags and then to where he is now. And he lives in California now, and he's actually a friend of mine.
Wow.
But the book is just amazing, and everyone that's been reading it, they've been commenting on it, and they've been talking about, like, how inspirational the story is. He's just a phenomenal person. So that's the thing we're discussing at now on 3LWTV. And so I've got an interview posted with him coming this week. So that's been keeping me busy. And then I'm starting to do a little more travel again and starting to attend some, getting lukewarm about attending some of these other events. But we've been busy, but really the online book club has been very well received, and we're on our, I'm just about to announce the fourth selection, but it's been it's been a joyful journey. I'm glad that people are reading. Some
yeah.
do audiobooks, but whatever. Just get some knowledge and turn off that television.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It's almost a pleasure to turn off the TV these days. That was something that we had to be ordered to do in the past. I think these days we're kind of like, okay, you know what? Enough.
Right. Just, I agree.
Yeah. Right? Now, I do want to take a moment to acknowledge the passing of the comedian Paul Mooney. He was also an actor out there. And it was just devastating news we heard yesterday around the world, literally. Were you a fan of Paul Mooney? Were you aware of his accomplishments and all of that?
I have the utmost respect for his work, you know, from Saturday Night Live to Dave Chappelle. He was a very good mentor to a comedian friend of mine named Denison McCormick, who's from D.C. but lives in California now. So it's just a great loss. But, you know, he did leave us a legacy of laughter. And that's the thing. When people live in their purpose and when they live their lives fully, you know, you can touch other people's lives, and your legacy lives on through that. So while it's kind of devastating to lose him in the flesh, you know, we still have his gift for eternity. So,
exactly. And the fact that I didn't even know he had worked with Richard Pryor and was a writer and all that stuff. And I'm just, you know, these are the folks that we have to acknowledge and stand. Like you said, there's a legacy left for us. So there's a roadmap. And amazing. So really good stuff. So listen, Lonel, we started talking a little bit about 3LW-TV. What about the impact of what you're doing? Because you talk about the LGBT, and I might have missed a couple of letters, community, but we love you, and happy to acknowledge you guys this morning. What can you tell us? Because there's a whole awakening, and I don't know if you've heard about this huge story that relates to this in some on some level, where Demi Lovato came out as a person who has kind of erased the she pronoun, if you will. She now kind of goes by they, I think, or something like that.
Right.
And so I just want to be sensitive to these folks who have decided to do the same or, you know, kind of go by non-binary. You know, from my old generation, binary had something to do with algebra, you know, back then. That's exactly what I thought of when I heard the word. I'm like, what? I don't know math. You know, I don't remember math. So what can you tell us, Mr. LW? What does this all mean? Are you able to kind of make some sense of it for us, a few of us old heads?
Well, being one of these old heads myself, I'm actually still learning. And, you know, and what I love about the young people is, like, yes, you define yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then, it's up to us to catch up. We always want to put you in a box. If they can put you in a box when you're dead, as long as you're living and thriving. So I'm still learning. I'm still – the pronouns, I don't necessarily – understand it
it's
all,
hard
but I'm
to
trying
say
to learn.
They. Yeah.
Right. So
not
I'm,
that
I'm
we
still
can't
learning
understand, right? Yeah. Yeah. It's just hard because I think we're so used to learning grammar and thinking third person plural can't be, first person or second or even third person singular. So this is the hard part for us because it was kind of drilled in our heads. Not that we, we totally can understand supporting your need to identify the way you choose. And I think that's what that's all about. It's about your choice and how you kind of go on with what you're doing. Now, Lonel, there's something also, you've probably heard the news about Mr. Billy Porter, who has decided to come out, and he's been kind of living a life in private. with dealing with HIV for all these years, but he decided to make it public. You know, just what are your thoughts? I know you've heard about the story. He's a Tony and I believe an Emmy winner. He's huge out there in this world right now. You know, so any thoughts on anything like this? What do you think in general about it?
I thought it was just brave. I thought it was about time, not about time for him personally, but about time that somebody break open the topic and so that we can begin to break down the stigma surrounding those who are living with HIV. And so I just love the article. I love what, you know, what he's doing. And I don't know if you watch Pose, but they're on the third and final
season. About this.
And this last week's episode was probably my favorite in the entire, I love the show, in the entire series. But his character, whose name is Pray Tell, they go back into his childhood, and like his mom is played by Anna Maria Horsford, who was on A-Man, and then his aunt is played by Jack
her.
A. Harry. And
yes.
The original.
And I heard there was another legend on there, too. There was Jack
the original
A.
Janet Hubert. And she played the church going on.
Yes.
And that episode, so they traced back his childhood and then him realizing that he has full-blown AIDS and, you know, like his time is limited.
Wow.
He was so beautiful. And I think him playing that, I think he said that on Tamron Hall yesterday, it was a combination of his character and his own story, and it kind of really liberated and freed him. And I think by him breaking open that, you know, by him being so visible now and breaking open that topic, is going to help heal a lot of people. And so I'm glad because, you know, people...
And it
you know,
made news
then,
all over the world.
Yeah. You know, back then people were dying of AIDS, all the, you know, they'd get HIV and they would get AIDS
right.
and be gone out of here. And they were checking out left, right, and around. Now
right.
people have been living with it 20-something
right.
years and are fine, you know.
Exactly.
Treating them,
exactly.
you know, and treatment and stuff. So, yeah, it's about time that we break the stigma of all of that, you know. And you know, this country's got to, you know,
exactly.
it just needs a spiritual enema to begin with. But that's another whole topic. But we
exactly.
really have to get out of that place where
exactly.
we are always trying to stigmatize other people. So I'm proud of those.
Well, I love that. Well, and, you know, and it's not that he's the first celebrity with it that we've heard of, but the difference is those folks, for the most part, it was kind of a gotcha thing where they were kind of revealed, you know, or it was a threat from the tabloids, you know, back in the day, these days. So, and then it kind of, we didn't hear a lot about it at all. And, of course, in recent times where this other twin pandemic, they seem to call it, with this other issue out there that's kind of been so pervasive. But I'll tell you something. I applaud him 100% for, you know, as you – what was your old saying, standing in his light or standing in your light?
Yeah.
I love that. I hope you still say that, Mr. Williams. That is one of my favorites. Yes.
I do.
So we wish him, we definitely wish him well. And we're going to stay on top of it and see if we can, you know, just stay on top of it for you guys and follow. So what's new? What else is coming from 3LWTV? Are you working on anything big?
I have a couple of new interviews. Finally, we're going to start shooting in person, a couple of them, as opposed to just Zoom.
Mm.
So you have to stay tuned. There's a couple things coming up. So,
well,
you know,
go to your website.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Website or social media. I always say, just Google me. Just Google 3LWTV. You'll find out what's going on. But
Yes. You're literally all over the place, Mr. Lionel Williams. I've got to say, one of the other things I definitely wanted to ask you about, and I know we have a little bit longer, but I wanted to talk about the amazing success that you have in your, we call, a very extraordinary career in meeting these amazing folks and getting an opportunity to have dialogue with these folks. And it's turned into friendships, we have to call out some of these names. And, you know, and I have to say, I think the biggest name that, well, I'm going to say you've got some heavyweights out there that you've connected with. I think one of the ones that always jumps out, and we always ask you for the latest on the one and only Miss OW, Oprah Winfrey. So what is going on? Yes, we love Oprah here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm always honored to talk about her. So what's new? What can you tell us, OW? Lionel is a great friend to Miss Winfrey. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there for you guys. They're going to be blowing up your social media now. But yes, what can you tell us?
No, you know what I love about her is that, you know, she's always in the flow of her life. She's always in the sweet spot of her life. And she's working hard just as hard as she ever has. You know, she's got a new show with Prince Harry on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Which I haven't seen yet, about mental illness. I don't know. I don't think it's out yet. I think it's coming shortly.
Yeah, and that's the Glenn Close organization that she's involved with, I believe. I think I saw that. Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love it. Yeah, good stuff.
She still has her book club. She still has her network.
Well, hold it. Do you guys – I thought you guys always featured the same book. No?
No.
So hold it. I really did. Oh, hold it. Let me put this out there. Let's clarify this. So 3LWTV.com, when you talk about the book club, you have your own book that you do, and Oprah has her own book?
Exactly. And I read both. How about
and you? No, you don't. Do you really, Lana? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. How do you do it? Oh, wow.
I try to keep up with them.
Wow.
I go in first. Yeah, I'll take some time. And even though I have, like, my other thing is audiobooks. I'm not a big fan because I don't really consider that reading. But but I do like them because I can listen
some
to them.
Some people love them.
Yeah, people love them. However you get the information. But I can listen to a book at times when I wouldn't necessarily be able to read, like if I'm in the car driving, when I'm on the someplace like I might be running or travel, you know, out for a run or a walk. I can listen to a book as opposed to, you know, sitting down somewhere and actually physically reading it. So that's why, you know, it's a love-hate thing with the audiobook for me, because like I said, I don't consider it reading, but I do consider it very beneficial.
It's definitely not reading, folks. You can't say you read. I caught the audio book. You know, I totally agree with you because you know you have to almost kind of train yourself to just listen. And but it is awesome in a way because I think it goes deeper. It reminds me of the radio show because your imagination it's more seared in because you're only using your auditory senses, I think. So it's really, really seared in your memory and in your mind. So I think visually, I think it can kind of dissipate over time and this and that. But when you only hear it, it can kind of really stay there. For some reason, that's what I've noticed. Maybe it's just because I do radio. I don't know. That's the way I look at it, Lionel. So,
this is amazing. When you said retraining yourself to the way you listen. Yeah, I think that you hit it on the head, the nail on the head with that.
Wow. And what about some of these other folks? I mean, you stay connected with Ms. Winfrey. What about, I even saw, and I'm going to go ahead. Now, Lionel, somebody told me that there was some... I don't know if this is correct or not. You may have to really clarify this or straighten it out. But was there somebody told me that you were a part of something with, was it on the Wendy Williams or somebody show? There was some clip or something I didn't even catch it at all, but just that somebody mentioned you to me about something, some appearance on something. Was there any recent appearance? What was that? And tell us, because I try to see everything on Facebook, and I must have missed this whole thing. So please, tell us, what was it about? Do tell. You talk about pray tell. Do tell.
So it was the Wendy Williams show is what I believe you're referring to. So she does this segment called Celebrity Photo Bomb. And, you know, people send in pictures and where celebrities are photobombing. And I sent in a picture with everyone's approval that was in the picture. But I was taking a picture with my friend, and Oprah actually snuck in behind me, like over my shoulder. And when we took the picture, I didn't realize it was her until I looked at the picture, because, you know, everybody, you're looking in the phone at the camera, because I like everybody's eyes to be in the same direction. And so I didn't even pay attention to her. You know, I felt somebody behind me, but I didn't realize it was her. And when I looked at the picture, I said, oh, my God, that's Oprah. And I turned around, and she was gone. So Wendy Williams show, they featured that particular photo in their Celebrity Photo Bomb segment. So that was this month or last month. I can't remember. They've aired it a couple of times. It's also on the Wendy Show's Instagram, and it's on the clip is on my Instagram and my Facebook. And
it's on your phone. Okay, well, I'm going to go there to look for that specifically today when our show wraps this morning, because everybody, when I hear about stuff through other parties talking about you, I said, well, Lonel usually comes to the radio show and tells us what's going on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I guess you knew you were coming to the show and you were saving that little nugget of wonderful tidbits just for us. So thank you, Lonel. Now, I've got to say, before we close out and wrap up today, I want to say New York City. You are back here in New York City. And what does it mean to be back? I mean, you literally, as we broadcast live this morning, Lonel is right here with us on this Thursday, May 20th of 2021, our show number 565. What does it mean to be back here in the city? And because this is one of the few times that you've been back since your first time since, you know, things have opened back up here. What is it like for you?
It is wonderful. New York is always an anchor for me. It's always where I come to, like, regenerate and re-energize my spirit, my energy. And I just love it here. And so I've got to be.
And you don't need a car. You can.
No.
You don't need a car. Don't you have to always rent a car going to different cities? But when you come to New York, it's just walking.
New York is
very.
Yeah, you can walk. Or if I need to be in a car, I can Uber. Or I guess you can take the train. I don't take the train as much as I used to. I did take it the other day, though.
Well, there's an update about the subway here in New York since you've been gone that just happened a few days ago, and that is that they are now 24 hours a day again. So for you guys who are coming to New York City, great news. The actual subway, the subway system in New York City is, again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it had been, they had adjusted hours during the pandemic, so I just wanted to say that. So in case you didn't catch that on the news down there in the ATL about New York City,
this is a scoop for me. I didn't know that. So I'm glad to know.
Wow. Yes, it just happened, literally, maybe 2 days ago. So while you were traveling up here, it was pretty much when it was returning to 24 hours a day. So I always have to say this. So, Lonel Williams, this is always, always a treat for us. It's just always a joy to have you. Now, coming up, we have this wonderful new series that we really are so excited about. And it's really just an opportunity for getting entrepreneurs up and moving. And that's kind of what we are always focused on here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, you know, I just want to say shout out to you and all the things that you're doing and keeping everybody informed and just living, what is it, living, doesn't Oprah do some,
stand
what is
in
it,
your
living
life.
Your best life, was it, stand in, yes, okay, I like that.
Oh, no,
give
oh,
us that
you,
again,
yeah, live your best life. I try to live
your
best
life.
Life.
Yes, well,
you don't have regret.
You don't try. I think you're doing it, and we just love it. We love following you. I enjoy every time I say, "What? Hold it, let me see, what did Lonel put up?" and we'll go and take a look at it, you know. So sometimes I miss something, but I try to stay on top of it. And I invite you guys to do the same. You're 3LWTV across most of the social media platforms, if not all, I believe. And Lonnell Williams, you're doing big things. We are, you know, we are definite fans out here, and we will continue to support all of your efforts through the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just wanted you to know that. Yes. Now, is there anybody you wanted to shout out to this morning? Before we kind of have to sign off, anybody you want to shout out to?
Thanks to the Hair Radio team, and just to shout out all of my friends in New York City. I am here for a few days. Hopefully I get to see some of them. That's just
Well, I'm following you. I'm going to be reaching out to you right after today's broadcast. So I'm going to do like Wendy Williams and just talk right on through the radio. I mean, well, she talks through a TV show to everybody. I'm going to talk through right through the radio show. I'm coming out there. We're going to call you after this show wraps today, Mr. Lonnell Williams.
Okay.
You are just an awesome, you're an awesome guest, as always, and we so appreciate you. So I'll be catching up with you a little later. So I want to thank you for being with us today, and we're going to try to get on one of your favorite. We always throw on one of your favorite ladies of all time who just celebrated a birthday out here. And I don't know the date. I know it's just recent.
May 16th.
Like in the last week, May 16th. Okay. That we're talking about the one and only Miss Janet Jackson.
Janet.
So that we are. Yes. And Kim was talking about her yesterday about there. And I love that because that was the first time I really heard about their friendship over the years, and the two of them, how they stay in touch. So thanks so much. Lonnell Williams, you bring the light. What can we say? You bring the light.
Well,
so,
it is always an honor to be here.
You got it. All right, Lonnell, thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of your day. But I'll
you
be in
too?
Touch. All right.
Sounds
thanks
good.
For being with us.
Thanks,
Janet
guys.
Jackson, State of the World. Thank you, Lonnell. All right. So we'll be right back. Stick with us. amazing Linda. See, you guys know her as we go forward with our next installment of Hairpreneur. It is my honor to again welcome back to the show, Linda C. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Carrie. Good morning. Good morning out there, Hairpreneurs.
Exactly. I'm so excited. First of all, I want to kind of go back. Let's fill everybody in. Since we last spoke, when we really launched the whole Hairpreneur series, and we'll fill everybody in, we'll get everybody caught up, we'll talk about what we're doing today. But first, just to remind everybody, Linda C., you are a hair industry, a hair business proprietor, I should say. First of all, tell everybody a little bit, remind everybody a little bit about your business.
So pretty much my business, hair extensions. So what I do is I'm building a website alongside with, of course, with Carrie's guidance and with the whole Hairpreneur ship. I'm building a website to sell luxury hair extensions to everyone, and whether women or men or however you whatever you come in, I'm here. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm starting from the ground up, as Carrie stated in the beginning of the show. And I'm working my way. So I'm kind of walking through how to, you know, start a business, especially a hair business, because it's so saturated. And of course, there's room for everyone, and how to have a successful hair business and how to promote yourself online and through, you know, social media, and eventually have something of your own, kind of like a, well, you want to call it a brick and mortar store.
That's right.
You could provide, a different set of how you welcome your customers to buying hair extensions. So I want to make a difference, and this is why I'm here with us.
Well, let me just jump in and say, Linda C., we are very excited to have you on the show. And I think this, yes, I think this is going to be awesome. And just to kind of tell everybody, because as you mentioned, you've launched this amazing business that sells and focuses on hair extensions. But the information that we are imparting is for anybody who is an entrepreneur. And I'm real excited. In the first episode of Hairpreneur that recently aired right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we talked about getting started, finding the motivation to start you on that road to success. And so if for you guys who missed that episode, it is available right now over at Spotify.com. And Spotify is Spotify.com. Most of you guys are familiar with it because Spotify is where you go to stream your music, to listen to your latest songs. So Spotify.com also houses the Carrie Hines, Best of Carrie Hines, which is my collection of podcasts, updates and stories and things like that. So you can easily search Carrie Hines over at Spotify, and you'll see one of the wonderful titles there will be our Hairpreneur. And we are just so honored to be able to do this and bring you this information. So, yes, if you've missed that episode, you can go back and check it out there. So, Linda C., and again, we're talking with the amazing Linda C., the entrepreneur of the day, who is, yes, well, it's great to have you. So, Linda, I just wanted to let everybody know, today we are looking at not just networking, but first, building the right team, having the right people around you. We touched on it a tad last week when you talked about your last episode, when you talked about your amazing support, your amazing support team. And, you know, which I just want to remind everybody about, you've got a wonderful family, you've got some supportive friends. What are some of the things that they have done to let you know you've got a good team?
Well, they've always given me ideas, and also, you know, what I've done is I actually, so when we first got our vendor and everything, so the way I wanted the website to look, and so my cousin and I and my girlfriend sat down, and we kind of had like a blackboard kind of thing, how you would call it, and then took the pictures and pinned how I want certain things to look. And also, I had my husband out there telling everybody while we first started selling, before it even went before we even quote unquote started this business, where I would make sure he has some hair in his trunk. When he goes to work on his lunch break, he would say, my wife is selling hair extensions, and you know, he would give out his number, get a text, be outside. So that was was what we did. And my cousin also, she buys hair for me, and you know, and she tells me, you know what, it's not about giving, you know, family discounts or whatever. I said, but I'm here to support you, and she would make the hairs into wigs, and that's what she currently wears right now. And she said, you know, she gives me, whether it's good feedback, I always take it as good criticism. And she says, well, maybe we could look into doing, you know, this type of hair. And so she would tell me, listen, they love the hair. And the girl that does, you know, that sews my wig, she absolutely loves it. So that's how I would, quote unquote, and they would help me network. So with that, you know, I never see it as a lose opportunity, because she would tell me, hey, Lynn, this is what we may need to do differently. And so the feedback that I'm getting, so I would take that, and I would take that as positive support, you know. And my girlfriend always puts it out there like, okay, if this didn't work, what else, you know, let's put things on the table. Let me introduce you to this person, and then you can get ideas from them. So that's how I believe that I have a positive support. And always at times, you know, we want to be realistic. Sometimes you don't want to hear certain things, but because you know they care for you and they want you to have a successful business. So I always take that as positive feedback. And at times we may need to just pick up ourselves off the ground, because it is exhausting. And of course, it can be disappointing at times, but when you have a good team and are supporting you, of course, it's easier said than done, but it pushes you a little bit more to get up and motivate yourself, you know. And so that's pretty much it, Carrie.
Well, I love what you had to say about that, and you're right, having that team around you, and that's really what this is all about. And what I suggest, and you'll find this in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, of course, out there on Amazon. I got to put a plug in for the book, because this is really the first step guide that will help you with accomplishing this, and that is that start where you are. Your friends and family, as you've known, this is a great hidden resource. Now, I do want to say this. We'll talk a little bit about it in the next episode, where sometimes that may not be the best resource, but generally it's the first place, because these are the people that we know well and who know us well. So what they kind of say, you know, you really, even though you may think you're not taking it to heart, I think having their approval still has significance to us as entrepreneurs. So we're going to tell you how to sift through all of that. And for those who you kind of may question their their motivation, we're going to tell you how to look at that and how to deal with those kind of situations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I love this Hairpreneur series, you know, from the ground up, getting everybody started, getting everybody the right resources. Having, you know, believing in yourself and understanding where all this is coming from. So I've got to say, and I do want to also just make mention that this series is in part brought to you by the amazing folks at fixyourfeet.com. We wouldn't be here without the amazing Dr. Ragland doing her part to support the Hair Radio Morning Show and your particular series, because she focuses on such entrepreneurship. So this is a big part of that. So thank you so much, Dr. Ragland, and fixyourfeet.com. You'll hear their commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I want to say, along that line of finding the friends, the family, the folks that support you, what are some of the first steps that you do if you, you know, if you're looking to expand? You know, and I'll tell you, let me just tell you, I think this is a great time to share this. Even for me, Kerry Hines, now I have one of my amazing siblings who, he's not able to get all around and, and, you know, mobile wise, he's not entirely, immobile, but he's, or unambulatory. He's just one who's more homebound. And so I talk to him often. He lives in a different state, so I don't get to see him face-to-face as often. But I talk to him often on the phone. And he talks to everybody in the entire family. I'm not able to communicate with everybody, the family, because I'm so busy, you know, entertaining and informing you guys with their radio stuff. But the good news is he is able to keep those ties. You know, informing the family of my latest efforts. They see them on Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, but he's able to be that bridge to the family that I don't get a chance to talk to, my cousins and, you know, nieces and nephews and great-grandnephews and this and all of that.
Yeah.
So even today, I spoke to him this morning. I rang his line up early in the phone, and I said, "Brother, have you been able to reach out to the family to let them know about our upcoming event in August of 2021, which is, of course, you guys out there know we're having the big show in Atlantic City at the Showboat Hotel, which you guys can go to hairnationexpo.biz and get details on that. But the whole thing is, I said, have you called everybody in the family to make sure that they are aware of the details? Because we want them in the place." So that's the kind of thing that, and he loves to do this. He's a big supporter. So he's doing his part to make sure that my events are successful, or, you know, every single thing that we do is successful, I should say. And I'm real, real pleased about that. But that's the kind of thing where they can support you, where everybody in the family can support you. It's not always that they need to give money. That is the biggest way to show your support. Believe me. And it comes in handy. I always say this. I call it a pot of five. A P-O-D. Okay, not a pot of five. A pod of five. And by having five people, choosing five people who will be your nucleus of the network support. And these are folks who can contribute, of course, with with discussions and all of that kind of thing, where they, you guys decide on, and you, being the entrepreneur person, Linda C., you're already aware of and how much it takes. You do budgeting, you set up your whole system, so you're aware of what it takes to operate yourself successfully monthly. With that being said, you use this pot of five. Select these folks, like you mentioned earlier in this wonderful, wonderful particular episode about your cousins and your, you know, your wonderful husband, I should say, and all the wonderful people at work who purchased the hair extensions and all this kind of thing. So these are the folks. Choose your five, your pot of five, and this pot of five, they are already aware through whether it's advisory meetings that you can have once a quarter or once a month, however often you know, wherever you are in the process. Quite often they're in a position where they can contribute financially to your efforts, to your entrepreneurship. For sometimes it's equity in what you're doing, sometimes it's not. And quite often as well, I think this is a great, simple way to start and build out. Now, just because you begin with a pot of five, that's where you're starting. But you grow that. You keep adding to your pod.
Yeah.
And that pod are the folks who are your, I mean, they will go out there to their social media contacts, and they will talk you up until the ends of the earth. And quite often that's something that will help you. What do you think when you hear something like that, Linda C?
That's awesome, because I have a couple of Spotify's, as you would say, and vice versa, and that's how we support each other. I have friends that have businesses, and I talk to them about their businesses to whoever I'm having conversations with, and they do the same for me. And you know, I'll get a text like, "Hey, I gave this person your phone number, and she's looking for hair extensions. You know, she's gonna give you a text. You know, so if you see the number come through, don't be worried that it's like scam. It's somebody else that I've given your information to." And I do the same thing vice versa. Like, I'm always looking to help my friends grow when they have their business, because I want to be their biggest supporter, because when they win, I win. It comes full circle. It's a village, basically, and you know how I said it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to do a business. So, whether it's not always positive, but you give and take, and you learn from that. So that's how I see it. And I am a Spotify, and I have Spotifys that helps me.
Oh, yes.
And I return that favor too, because it's the right thing to do.
Well, I want to talk a little bit, and then we're going to move on into our networking. I would love to talk about. So listen, and let me just put a little bookend on that. Your homework, and we're talking to the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're listening to Linda C and myself, and we're talking to you, the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Your homework is to start with your building of your pod of five. So that's creating five people who support your business. You don't have to reach out to those folks just yet, but I want to make sure that you have listed five folks that you believe you can include as your pod of five to get you started. And we'll talk about that on the next episode and who you guys have selected right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show's edition of Hairpreneur. From the ground up with Linda C. and Carrie Hines. So I'm so happy to have you with us. Linda C., let me just bring again everybody up to, right? This is just fun, I tell you. For you guys who are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And as you know, we are so excited. Linda C. is, I was going to say an entrepreneur, but you are a hairpreneur. Out of New Jersey, Northern New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
And I'm so, Northern Jersey, so excited to have you on the show to talk about this. This is where you are building your business and looking at your business like the folks out there. You're one of these folks who began entrepreneurial efforts literally from the ground up. We're taking you from anonymity to notoriety with your professional efforts. And we're real excited right through our live broadcast on the Radio Morning Show. So this is really great. Happy to hear. And also just a reminder to the listeners, for you guys listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show right now, again, you can follow the series. In addition to being broadcast right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, as you're hearing at this moment, it's also a separate podcast series available through Spotify and actually about nine other podcast platforms, just so that you know. We're across literally 10 different platforms in addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, which airs about every Thursday or so right here on the network. So we're real happy about that. Linda C., you're getting out there.
I know. I am. I'm trying.
Yes. You're doing a great job. So we said we were going to bring everybody up to speed on networking and the whole idea. Linda C., I'm going to put you on the hot seat. What is your idea when someone mentions the word networking to you? What does that generally mean?
Well, to me, it's getting out there, trying to find the right resources And so basically how I look at network is when I first started my business, I did my research and I did my planning for my business. And then I wrote a little small business plan and how I wanted my business to look like and which I would say lines I would be using where if I have to, quote unquote, get a loan from a bank or if I have to reach out to a tech person. So that's all part of my networking. And then also networking is, you know, I had to determine my business structure too. So with that being said, I asked around. Like I said, I'm in a financial industry, so I get to meet all different types of people, and I talk about my business, what I want to do, and people give you, information. Okay, I have this person that I'm working with that helps me with my business. He may not be in the same line at your hair extension, but he can guide you to, you know, to giving you this information and that information. So, I try to network whenever I can and using outside resources too and asking around and even going online and trying to do your research. And so that's for me, that's all about networking. Like even through my church, I find out who published their bulletin and if I could get my stuff in there and the bulletins and the back when they, I forget what it's called, the sponsors when they sponsor the church. It's like you get sponsors you do commercials for your business, for other business owners, the same thing. So that's all about networking. That's networking.
I just love it. And I'll tell you, one of the main resources that you want to do, which Linda C. It definitely has mentioned earlier, and that is to connect with Hair Radio and being a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show, the biggest networking on the planet for anybody in the hair business.
Absolutely.
So I think that is just awesome, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I also, from everything that you mentioned and creating and setting up your entity, you coming out of the hair, you actually work in the business industry to begin with, which kind of is good because it lends a light to, as you mentioned, folks who they are already kind of in the financial sector and they're in the mindset of business and all of those types of goal setting things. So it's really great. It's a great resource to be there and to be doing what you're doing. You mentioned about the church. I love that. That is literally the cornerstone of the community that we're a part of. And I love that because, right, these are the folks that are, they're the ones I'm sitting in the pews looking at and seeing all these extensions hair.
Oh, yeah, I do it all the time. Like, I just did it yesterday. I had to, we go to church sometimes on Saturdays or Sundays, so I had to do something at my church. And so as I'm sitting there and I notice the girls, my church is very, my church is all types of people. I predominantly is African, Italians, and I live in a very Irish neighborhood. So everybody kind of like connects with each other. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the girls and I said, after church and I'm sitting there, I should be listening to the sermon. And I'm sitting there, I should offer her, I'm going to give her my business card.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I always notice they always have extensions. They all come in a group, and so that's to me. It's like you can network anywhere you go. There's opportunities everywhere. You know, even
absolutely.
At the supermarket when I go to ShopRite, there's a young lady that I always talk to, and she says, you know what? She says I told her about my hair business and stuff like that, and then she says, oh, can you bring me a couple of samples? And I bought it to her. I waited for her to get off from work, and I met her in the parking lot, and she says, I love this, and she says, can you just sell me this and that? And then I went to see her the other day. Well, I happened to be at the supermarket, and she was at the register, and I said, is that the hair I sold you? And she twirled.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yes, I felt so good. And she says, I love it. I love the hair. So to me, that makes me feel so good that I'm making a difference, actually, in someone's life. So, I mean, that was me networking, because if I was scared, because I believe it or not, I am a shy person. So I was scared to approach her, and I didn't want to offend her. So there's ways that you can just kind of have a conversation like, oh, you know, your hair looks nice. Where do you get your hair from? You know, and kind of like, you know, so you, of course, you have to be genuine about it because people can smell a fake, you know. And so, and being in that industry, like in financial and sales, people know that when you're trying to sell them the fluff. You know, and so you have to be genuine and you know, and on their side to say that, you know, hey, you know, I just wanted to let you know, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that's what it's all about, Carrie.
I totally agree. What I also believe is to, and this is something I'm hearing that you're doing, which is have a business card ready.
Yes.
Have a business card ready that, you know, because some of us can be a little bit, you know, have a little bit of shyness. Your business card can say everything that you want it to say.
Mm-hmm.
And even on the other side of the business card, you could give a special coupon code if you got something online or whatever it is, you know, as a tie-in, whatever it is that you want to do. Make sure that you have little tiny business cards. Now, we're not talking about, you know, it's great if you got the larger 4x6 poster size cards and this and that and all that kind of stuff. But you can start with, you can economically start with just printing up regular full color business cards, which we happen to produce right here at Hair Radio as well for you guys if you need. So reach out to us on that. And I love it. You're in the Northeast, so when you mention ShopRite, for you guys out in Africa and everywhere else, ShopRite is a supermarket in the northeastern part.
Yes.
Of the U.S. So I forgot because we got to make sure. Yes, Linda,
you're
in New Jersey. You're talking to people all over America and around the world, literally. Australia, Italy, Ghana, Nigeria.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking to the whole world, literally, right now. So I just want to, I got to remind Linda C. Folks, if you're just joining us, you are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm so excited to always welcome Miss Linda C. to the Hair Radio Morning Show because if you guys know when she's on the show, it's another exciting episode of Hairpreneur. And today is no exception. This particular episode focuses on the amazing networking, you know, everything that you needed to know about networking from the ground up, as we call it, but also surrounding yourself with the right folks, the right, whether it's family, friends, customers, and a lot of that is when it goes right. And when people, you know, as soon as you mention that you're starting a business, they are right there to bring you the, you know, all the wonderful things that, you know, they're ready to buy whatever it is that you are, whatever it is that you're selling, so to speak.
Yeah.
They're ready to buy it. So that is just, that's just awesome. And my thing is, let's talk a little bit as well for those, you know, being able to point out, you know, we'll just kind of, we'll say it this way. How do you cultivate these folks? How do you get them on board? And this is a part of your networking efforts, but how do you bring people into the fold? We need to,
well,
you know, yes, go ahead, Linda C. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, it's like you mentioned, it's just talking to people, not like having that business card handy. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, crazy, just a basic wallet business card. And you know, sometimes it's good to step out your shell. Like, what's the worst they're going to say? No. Or I'll think about it, you know. So coming from a sales background, you kind of have to let that roll off your shoulder and kind of like, you know, having that aspect that for every 10 no's, you're going to get a yes. And so,
right.
You know, and then going out and doing your thing and, you know, because you're your biggest supporter. And believe it or not, I find that at times the people that you wouldn't expect to be excited for you are the ones that are like, they're like busting out the seams, you know, excited for you. And that should motivate you to give you, to kind of give you like that light at the end of that short tunnel. You know, and I say the short tunnel because when you're thinking about the long haul, it's really short because it goes pretty quickly, you know. And so, And that's why, Terry, I appreciate you working with me and getting this thing off the ground, because it's not an easy thing. It can be very frustrating, and but, you know, we have you here to kind of like be our cheerleader and be our mentor to guide us on how to do things the right way the first time, you know.
Well, it's my honor, and you being a part of this whole process with Hairpreneur and our regular radio broadcast to make sure that folks have the roadmap to success, and that's what this is all about. And again, Linda C. has an amazing hair extensions business, but you don't need to have a hair extension business. The wonderful thing about what we do with Hairpreneur and all of our efforts here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and even my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, even though it says in the hair business, and that is a part of the title, it's available out there on Amazon and all over. You can Google everything and it'll pop up. But the important takeaway from that is that the book will apply to any entrepreneurial efforts that are out there. So, you know, if you're a hairpreneur, absolutely. But if you're starting a plumbing business, you know, your brother-in-law is, working on cars, how to get rich in the hair business, and listening to this broadcast of Hairpreneur, these are the things that will fortify your business and put you on the roadmap, the road to success, literally on the road to success. So I'm real happy about that. Let us see. So happy to have you with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I am very happy to be here, Carrie.
Yes. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about networking and using social media in those efforts. Let's talk a little bit about that on this episode of Hairpreneur. Linda C., what can you tell us about your online efforts to promote your amazing hair extensions business?
Well, Carrie, my online efforts are still getting off the ground.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing is I've been putting things together.
From the ground up.
From the ground up, yep. I have been putting, I haven't published my Instagram or Facebook yet, because the person I'm working with that is networking with me is giving me some pointers in how things should look. So I wanted, of course, we wanted to look professional, and we wanted to look inviting, and so we also wanted to look fun. So I've been gathering some information, gathering some photos, talking to some people, gathering, like calling my customers and asking them for their feedback. And of course, they send me photos of how their hair looks after they get it done. So I'm putting all those pieces together, and we'll be able to post that on my online social media very soon, hopefully sometime this week. So that's exciting. So that's pretty much it so far, Carrie, because I'm pretty new. Like, I know I have Facebook, I have Instagram, but I don't have it on business-wise. You know, so that can be very scary. And, of course, that's because you don't want to come out, you know, where you just post just one thing and then you know, because you want to invite people to like your page. And then I've been doing a lot of researching and talking to people who already have their hair business up and are doing very well. I actually reached out to one of the ladies that have her .com up, and then she told me what she had to do. She said that it did take time. And, of course, you want it to look authentic. You want it to look real, because people associate with that, you know. And so that's she's gotten her customers to send her little clips here or there of their hair. You know, some people, they don't want their faces online, so I get it. So she was able to piece little things together here and there. And every day she makes an effort to try to put something online. So, because that can be a challenge, because you want to always reinvent yourself, you know. And that's the thing. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'm getting pointers. I'm getting my stuff together. I have my folders ready, you know, with everything, and I'm ready to go.
I love it. I love it. Folks, we're talking with Linda C. This morning on Hairpreneur, and really it's about, you know, what steps and what efforts to network online, and what are you doing digitally to push your brand, to help to get the word out. And that's what it's really about, networking, connecting with folks. My suggestion is this, and we talk about this again in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, which is my book by Kerry Hines that helps you with, you know, adding to the bottom line and doing all these wonderful things. It's a great resource. Just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. But let me just go back a little bit, Linda C. I love what you said with regards to your website, your digital branding of your website, and that you're working with folks to ensure that it represents what you wanted to say about your hair extension business. And let me just say this for you guys out there. When it comes to websites, back when I started, I'm not going to say how many years ago, decades ago, literally, back then with the internet, having a website was still fresh and new. And companies used to charge an astronomical amount. They were in the thousands. You didn't have a website unless you paid in the thousands to have a website. So only very big companies had some early on, in the early on days. And then as folks in our community started to kind of, you know, lead into this new technology with putting their brand out over the internet, it became a little bit less expensive, but it was still very, you know, you had to pull some resources together to get that going. And we had to look for folks to build those sites. And then went through all of that. I've been through all of that wonderful good stuff. Then jump ahead to current times where we have platforms that are out there where you can do it yourself. You can build your own website. And this is a stark contrast to when I started and had to spend out at the very least hundreds of dollars a month to get going with a project like this, and probably ended up spending thousands over the years for a website. Now, with that being said, why is it so important to have a website when you've got social media? And let me ask you that, Linda. See, we know you're just getting started, so I'm going to put you on a hot seat. It's, why do you think it's so important to have a website when you have social media? Or is it important to have a website if you have social media?
Of course it is, because just like when I see something, like for instance, I started watching TikTok. I don't know why, but there's like hair things on there that I liked. And so when they put that website, so especially with the hair and stuff, and I love to go out to eat, to restaurants and things like that. So when they do their reviews, like they'll mention something, you know what I'll do? I'll flip the page, go directly to the website and look at the menu or look at where it's located. So think about it. If you're mentioning something that you're promoting your brand or your line, the first thing the person's going to do is go to your website and look at what you're selling and look at what you're promoting. So that's why it's very important to have a website and then something that's not too cluttered, something that is very clean, and they go in and they could see what you're offering and what you're promoting, and then it's easy to navigate through. And so that's why I think it is important, like you said, Karen, to have a website, because that's what the person, at times what I do is I won't even let the commercial finish or whatever they're promoting. I'll go directly to the website because I want to see it, you know, it's a visual thing, right? So you want to see what it looks like. You want to see what it is. You want to read the reviews. You want to make sure that what they're saying is real. So that's what it's all about, you know.
Exactly. And my suggestion is the same things that you just mentioned, write those things down, and that's what your website should represent to your customers. That's something to keep in mind. Now, the other aspect of having a website and what differentiates a website from free online social media pages, and we're going to talk about social media pages, if not this episode, in the next episode, but it's very, very important. The website is the only place. Now, I want you guys to hear this, all of our amazing fans who are entrepreneurs and we're calling hairpreneurs this morning. The website, your website, your digital online location, your website, is the only place where your message can be what you want it to say. Now, again, this is very important because this is very different. Folks sometimes think that a social media presence works in place of a website. It does not. It does not. In fact, it's the total opposite of a website to me. Yes, you're able to highlight and promote and push yourself on through social media posts, but you do not control those pages. Let me just put that on out there. Your website is the opposite. Your website should tell exactly what you want it to say. If it doesn't, that's your fault. Okay? So make sure that it represents and it states everything you want it to say. And yes, all of this is covered in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and throughout all of our amazing entrepreneurial folks who come right here on our show and share. I've heard them say these things, and they're absolutely right. Linda C., I've got to talk. I think it is great to have you on board talking about the hair extension business.
Yes, it is.
This is just awesome. So what we're going to remind everybody, it's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. That's three big days. Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com. The event is for everyone. You don't have to be a hair or beauty professional to come to our show. Let us know if you'd like to be a vendor. Call us. Call our office at 862-277-0686. And again, that number is 862-277-0686. Now, if you're interested in being a guest or advertising on the Hair Radio Morning Show, give us a call. And for those of you who are just starting your career as an entrepreneur, you want to pick up your very own copy of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's by me, Carrie Hines, and is on sale at Amazon.com. Start your new career as a Caribbean Hair Products Distributor, where you'll make money and meet interesting folks selling our hair care system. Caribbean Shampoo, Caribbean Conditioner for the fellas is Caribbean Beard Oil. It's my very own hair growth system that's infused with caffeine to stimulate the scalp. And don't forget to tune in to our very next live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Our program airs each weekday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's 5 to 8 Central. And if you miss that live broadcast, we've got you covered. Go to blogtalkradio.com/hairradio. And again, Hair Radio is always spelled just one R in the middle. So again, go to blogtalkradio.com/hairradio anytime to stream the episode on demand. The Hair Radio Morning Show is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty in the world. 25 years and counting. Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page at The Hair Radio Morning Show or at Twitter at Hair Radio. And Instagram at Hines Carey. Again, thank you so much for joining us in today's broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your day. And remember, what was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.